should have moved. He brought up Wayne earlier.
Go
T.I.
Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah, nigga, we not getting into T.I.
But no, but I want to get into T.I. I mean, I'm starting T.I. Turn this up real quick. Turn this up, man, real quick. Come on. Creme de la creme. I don't know, what other one? Top chef. Throw this off, Ted. Throw this off, Ted. Somebody got to stay in the conversation for me versus. To be honest. I think it should be Wayne. That was the topic
I was
talking about. That I was like, yeah,
I need to talk about. Man, Wayne should never do verses. Ain't no comp for Wayne.
So what? Like, yeah, this is a sample, but somebody got to stand across that and do this. Now, see, I think the what we're going to lack is both of their performance aspects of it, just because, like, they're kind of way past that in their lives. Hey, man, wait, T.I.A.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be a whole lot of crowd rapping.
No, somebody got to stand across from it. This is a fucking hit.
Yeah, this got radio play for like 8 years.
Oh, fucking long time. I know how it's, I'm not that know, but I'm sure it had a
hundred. Yeah, like MTV music videos and that shit ran Oasis through BET for sure. That's that era. That's that era vibe right there, though, for real. Yeah, he liked that.
He got some fucking shit, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I think this is like an automatic one.
I think he should stand in there and get smoked by Future. Future.
Against
T.I.? Yeah.
No. That's not a good matchup.
No. Yeah, it's not. But come on, y'all talking Wayne like that's a good matchup. It's not. It's Wayne.
Yeah, it is.
That's no, not, it's not.
It's a great matchup.
Yeah, yeah, because there's two great artists, but like as far as them going head and head and who's better on the verses, come on, man, get the fuck out of here.
That's Intro to Popper.
Exactly.
Welcome to episode 68 of Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
What's the anime? We in it. Ready to talk this bullshit. Man, what you got?
What's going on, dog? Happy New Year to you, first of all.
Same to you, bro.
How was your New Year, man? What'd you do?
Dell, right now, I ain't gonna lie. I'm sad that you asked me that. I'm too high to even remember.
Goddamn.
Give me some time.
Okay,
I'm about to text you when I get back to the curb and let you know what I did for the New Year.
Quick New Year recap. What's cool? I don't know. We was at home. Didn't do nothing. Watched the college football game. Chilled out. Fucking idiot ass neighbors popping fireworks till 3 in the fucking morning and shit. But other than that, man, it was cool.
Well, you know, people gonna do what they good for.
Yeah.
You know, and that just comes to territory. On that day, that comes to territory. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. Now that you kind of got my juices flowing, I want to bring up about that goddamn what the pause was for.
I got your juices flowing. Like, come on, man. Let's be for real.
Okay.
What you say?
As the New York niggas would say. With the pause thing. So that we on that now? Alright, cool,
man.
Whatever. Nigga hit me with a quick pause. Hey, I think that's the first time that happened on Real Talk Pod.
You just saying,
we introducing pause.
Like,
we introducing that into the show, for sure. But look, I want to speak about the motherfucking fog that was in the air on New Year's. Bro, that was sick.
Yeah,
like, driving back, it's like almost an unavoidable accident I got into because the fog was so thick.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, I don't know. It was fog on top of gun smoke on top of firework smoke. It was just sick. Like the streets was man, it should look like dust. You couldn't see nothing.
Right. Cause I was inside and then I stepped outside, did my thing, and then I'm like, bro. I can't go to sleep with all that fucking rockets outside. So I was up. So I'm like, I'm going back outside again. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Where all the fog came from?
Exactly, because niggas is out that bitch throwing a party.
Yeah, but Yeah, it was cool, real chill night. I'm not really a fan of going out on New Year's. It's just not.
Yeah,
too much dumb shit.
For sure, same. I spend New Year's very family oriented. You know, like I said, now that we into it, pause. All right, look, now that we into it, you know, it's kind of coming back to me. I spend New Year's with my family. You know, I went down by mom's and, you know, just got to kick it with the family and hang out. That was nice. College football was nice. My parlay hit, you know, so I came into the new year with a bang. Shout out to FanDuel, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to me, you know, I like to think. Look, yes, indeed, you got to. You know, some people are better than others, you know, that's just the trick of the trade.
So, do you want to go back and revisit that T.I. versus Wayne real quick?
Well, like I said, bro, I just feel like it's not really a comp, but it will make for a good performance. Very, very entertaining. I am not, but
Wayne has a massive catalog to pull from.
Yeah, but that's not what the verse is. It's not even all about that. You know, it's not even all about that.
Then what is it about?
A little. It's about some of that, about 40-50% of that. But then you got a whole other side where it's like, well, shit, who gonna perform better? And I just feel like, yeah. That's gonna go to Lil Wayne too, and who people want to see more? That's gonna go to Wayne too. Man, look, some verses, bro.
But I think both of them kind of hold weight.
Yeah, in the same kind of areas. So yeah, it's no different.
I wouldn't necessarily put it in the A or the city just because like that's basically home field.
Right. I don't feel like it matter. Like they both two artists from the South, so people gonna do what they was gonna do regardless. It's not like, you know, it's not like a side versus side thing. They're from the same side. I mean, they rappers from the South.
I realize they don't have too much music together despite them being hot at the same time. Mm-hmm. They got a couple joints together, but not a lot, you know. So
right.
I don't know. I do think Wayne wins it, you know, but mm-hmm. I think T.I. holds his own, and I think T.I. would shock people.
What, it's 20? It's a total of 20?
Yeah, but I don't think they would get
10 and 10? Well, let's just say for whatever reasons, let's just say it's 10 and 10 for measuring reasons.
11-9.
I say more 13-7.
No, sir.
Yeah, I'm more on that side, bro. It's no disrespect to T.I. I love T.I. T.I. are great. But, I mean, come on, man. We talking greats versus,
you know,
the nigga with the horns. Like, he the greatest type shit. He to go to this.
You gotta account for features too.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. You gotta account for features. Okay. The niggas who's picking T.I. to get 9.
People may think. I'll say that for sure. It's definitely not.
Maybe not, bro. You know, sometimes you can overthink it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like being that Wayne has so much to pull from, that can also be a detriment to his success in the battle because shit is gonna not make it. Like, bruh, I don't think this makes T.I.'s list, but I fucking like this song. It's like one of my favorite T.I. songs.
Yeah, I know the song, and it is good.
I don't see it fucking making it. I definitely don't see it making this one, you know? But it's a fucking bop.
Yeah, man, look, I'm not even going to Wayne tracks. That's not fair to T.I. You know, I don't even want to put that out there to people.
But T.I. also got to stand across from this, you know? So it's going to be hanging in his throat, you know?
Right, and it's a possibility he don't even do that.
Because I think T.I. has an answer. I don't think it wins, but I think he got an answer, you know? But somebody got to stand across from that, too. I think T.I. would be a great opponent, you know? Back to the subject at hand. So before we get off of Wayne, did you see that people are debating or it came up in conversation and his daughter, Wayne's daughter, Reginae, responded to the shit. It was prime Wayne versus current Lil Baby. You know, like who's better? And honestly, I'm kind of I'm sick of the fucking disrespect that Wayne gets when they try to make these comparisons with these new guys. Like, Lil Baby is good. He's him. But he has not even put enough skin in the game to really be compared to a fucking prime Wayne. Baby had a run, no doubt. Nice run. I'm seeing he's still going. But a real heater? Bro, Wayne was on a heater for like a decade.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's no comp. It's like, no, you know, comp. Let's not do this.
You cannot do it.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking youngsters that keep doing this shit. And I'm kind of getting tired of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, man. This is a young cat. You know, what 4, 5, 6 year run? 5 year run? Like, give him a five year run. What, 2023? So about 18. Yes, 5 year run. LaBaby's had a 5 year run. Come on, man. Like,
I think he's the next iteration of Wayne, but let's be honest, people. Let's understand some shit. Wayne put out mixtapes that he freestyled on other people's beats, and they were no longer the original person's song. Let's be fucking honest.
Yeah, he the man doing that.
Let's keep it in context, please.
Right. You could.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
For sure, bro. Yeah, you could definitely like, and you could say another nigga is good without disrespecting the other one. You know, it's like it's possible. So let's try to do that, people. Because I mean, the Lil Wayne competition, there is none.
Have you been seeing this index card game where like a couple do this?
I have not. Yes, I have. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, when they like pull from the card and the chick. Yeah, it'd be two things. Yeah, I've been saying, what's up with it?
I don't know. It's a clever little thing to do, but I'd be the one to troll it. Like Walmart, Target, Chili's, Applebee's.
Yeah, you a stupid ass nigga. That's why.
Put the same thing on both on the two cards. I'd make fun of it. I would. It's a cool little thing to do, but.
Yeah, it's cool. But I mean. Hey, it's better than most shit they post on there.
But, so, you want to get right into the sport world real quick? There's a lot of sport to talk to.
Yeah, let's dig in real quick.
Before we get into it, anything else, you know, let's send a moment of silence, prayer, you know, that speedy recovery for Damar Hamlin. And, you know, that he's doing great.
All right. Moment of silence for that brother.
Right. My bad. So the most recent update is that he's FaceTimed the team in the team meeting. They took the tube out of his throat. Neurologically, he's intact. So, you know, a lot of positive signs. Shit was scary in the moment.
For sure.
You know, if you saw a lot of players react, they were crying and just fucking distraught just because, like, that shit does not really happen, and, you know.
Yeah, it was real, for real. No, no doubt. It was real.
They play with that in the back of their mind, like, knowing that, you know, she could be your last play. But it's like, it don't really hit you until it damn near happened, or it happens, or you see somebody else happen. You know?
Right. So, and then one thing you got to think about the game is, like, from a psychological standpoint, and I don't mean to get too psychological, but, that hit, that injury, that situation, that's going to affect more than one person. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy who hit him, you know, how he going to deal? You know, the guy that received the blow, like, how he going to deal with that? You know, just, can he recover from that? Because they got to play, what, this week, next week? So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of moving on, but it's also a lot of, you know, staying in the moment and, you know, having, you know, real consideration and love for that brother and his family while they deal with this.
Right. Shout out to all of the medical people involved and, you know, helping the man recover.
Yeah.
You know, just doing their best at, you know, giving their best effort, bro. Like, one thing, bro, I always try to commend is the medical field, bro, because, like, that's some serious shit that they, you know, they deal with people's lives, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's a super stressful situation to be under, you know? Like, people are counting on you to save this young man, and, you know, you really got to come through, you know?
Definitely, man. On an everyday basis, you know, somebody counting on you to, you know, you can't really have no B game. You kind of got to be on your A-plus every day.
Facts, you know? So, Yeah, man, that was different because I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, because I, you know, we've seen it happen.
I mean, bro, you got to think of the gruesomeness of the game of football. We've been seeing, like, damn, that Ted's leg out of place, and like, shit, 12 minutes away from that happening, everybody's playing like ain't shit happening. Like, you know, we used to talk about Lua hit the back of his head and all that, and these games go on, man. This was something like this was different.
And also, the players, I think, sometimes tend to like kind of just not say ignore, but just don't really understand the thing about you're talking about. Adult men, 6'6", 200 and something odd pounds, running into each other full fucking speed. Like, that's not normal.
No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? So not at all.
You play football knowing that that's what the fuck you're doing and that shit can go left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's hard. Knowing that that's what you're up against type of deal.
The players, but it's like, this shit could happen all the time. Like, you've seen instances where like players fucking it happens in practice. You know what I'm saying? So it's a fear that players live with, but you just kind of like I had a concussion. Fucking story time.
Come on, man, tell us about when Dale had a concussion. I did too, so I'll go after you.
Freshman year of high school, we had a football game. Game was pretty much over. Went to somewhat tackle the guy, kind of whiffed on it just because you know. He was going out of bounds or some shit like that. Teammate swings around, bam. I fall, boom, I'm out, right? He walks to the bench, lays down. He says, my neck hurt, or head hurt, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, just in the sense of...
This the guy that you hit?
No, he hit me. Like, I didn't see him. Like, I
spun. And he said his neck hurt?
Yeah.
No one.
I hit straight to the ground. I was straight to the ground. That was out. Just in that instance, like, I went straight down. He was able to walk, sit down, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't know what's really going on with this shit until you really feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, adrenaline pumping and everything like that. And shit was scary, bro. Like, I was fading out, in and out. I remember this shit, like... My head was fucking ringing. I'm like, fuck. Like, I couldn't really focus. Shit was rough. And I came out of it with a sprained neck and a concussion. But for a while, like, it took for me to shake back. Like, any type of head movement. I'm talking about even, like, a simple turn in the head. Not just only my neck. My fucking whole, like, head was just rambling. I'm like, fuck. You know, like I wasn't in a neck cast, but I was told like the doctor told me like turn shoulders and everything if you need to turn. If not, turn all the way around just so you can keep this intact and not stress it out. So shit's tough, you know.
Yeah, but that's some sick shit, bro. It really is.
When he came to, he fucking asked, "Did they win the game?" You know, like that's athlete mentality. You know what I'm saying, like. Fuck, I'm off the game, but what would happen? You know, we won, we tend to put ourselves after the game.
Definitely.
Not that much, you know what I'm saying? So that wasn't a fucking surprise to me at all.
Right, and that just go to show you that they got guys in there that's really, you know, they really in it for more than the check.
For sure, you know? But, thoughts on Skip's tweet about the situation?
Skip was out of line. Just strictly trying to little boy Shannon. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get to this. Let's start the tweet first. Let's track it all down.
Well, the tweet was just insensitive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think so, man. I just, you know, the magnitude of what we done seen, I just feel like maybe you don't care so much because it ain't your guy, per se. You know, had it been Tom Brady, funky ass. You would have held up, you know, you would have held the world hostage.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like you trying to see when the game gonna resume and, you know, when we gonna go ahead and finish this deal. And it's like, well, I just think that's insensitive, man. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I mean, you know, it's a time and a place. And that's just not the time. You know, it's like, If people laugh at funerals, well, fuck, you ain't supposed to. I mean, like, you're not supposed to do that dumb shit.
Sound like I'm shooting Skip and Bam, but just to think about the NFL is $1 billion business, right? So if you don't think that at the same time when Demir was on the way to the hospital, they weren't also still trying to figure out, hey, can you play this game?
Yeah, but let's make sure dude alive. Of course. Like, because it's that critical. You know what I'm saying? It's that critical.
Right.
Like, so.
But, okay, so what I'm saying is they had to have that conversation anyway.
Right, they did exactly what they supposed to.
The messenger was
they suspended the game from right there.
You know, but I think the message was still that, hey, they got to figure the game out because, you know, this isn't like early in the season where they can reschedule it later on for a random Saturday or whatever. This is the week before the season, tournament seeding, all type of stuff. So, like, you know, and then the fact that, bro, all the other shit, ads, commercial time, all this stuff that the NFL is involved in, they had to figure that shit out in real time, you know? So, not that I'm shooting Skip Bayo, but fuck, they had to have a conversation behind closed doors, too. You know, two phone lines. Hey, what's going on with Demir? Hey, what's up, coach? Can they still play?
Look, man, I feel you. I got you.
So, let's go to Skip and Shannon, because we saw how that's been kind of souring in the past weeks or months.
Well, you know, it was a slow process.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just over time, it was a little small slices. You know, he never really stabbed a nigga.
Yeah.
He just cut him up a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. But just recent, he stabbed him. He like, yeah, you know what? I'm going all out with it,
yeah,
boy.
I was shocked.
Like, yeah, because this is national TV and people know y'all now. You know, like, yeah, y'all have formed this. There's Skip and Shannon, LeBron James, Tom Brady feud
like
on TV.
Do,
like, it is. I mean, it's great for entertainment.
Of him, but just the fact of like his fandom for LeBron and Skip's fandom for the Cowboys, like how they just would go at each other. Like, I was cool with that. That was different. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. It created a different perspective for people to see.
Right.
And y'all were one of the more looked at ones. You know.
More like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I don't know why I don't know why Skip would attack him like that to say that Tom was better than him. You know, like they both gonna be in the hall. Like, you taking a personal shot at him on national TV, like behind your dude not playing good. He fucking haven't been playing good.
He haven't been.
He hasn't. But the fact that I think him cutting him off in his opening statement from not being there, I think that was almost the breaking of the camel for me. Just seeing that, I'm like, yeah, he's done. He, any kind of way, whenever that shit is over, he's out. Any kind of fucking way, he's out of there. You know?
Yeah, as soon as he could shake the spot, he's shaking the fuck out of it. I mean,
you know, and I'm seeing the podcast he does going up and up.
Right, right. Sutherland, that has been,
you know,
that has been doing. It's been doing numbers.
Personally, I do think that's a small part of the souring, because if you look at it,
you think it's a little jealousy involved?
Somewhat, or just the fact of
like, oh, he could stand on his own.
Yeah, he doing his own thing too, on top of, you know, doing us, you know, because if you look at it, all of the souring of Skip and Shannon started once the podcast thing really kind of took off and started growing, you know. But I don't know, it was childish of Skip to even do that, very much so. Just all the times you cut him off and shit like that. But it is what it is. It's unfortunate, but you know.
Man, I'm gonna just say all that shit was done with intent. You know, Skip said what he said and meant harm. You know, he didn't. He yeah. He's like, nah, man, fuck this.
Yeah.
What this nigga talking about?
The fact of I don't know. Cause what the fuck you got this to attack him for? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? For what?
And then the personal digs. What, about a week ago when he called him out, told him you know, just kind of shitted on him like he was greater than you, talking about Tom Brady, yeah, making that comp. But it's like, come on, man.
Like,
we make comps all day.
For what? You know? So, moving on. You college football or NFL? So,
I'm going to go college. That's fine.
Football. Okay, so what's your thoughts with the playoff real quick? That were two great games.
You know? Yeah, that was two of the best games. Man, Georgia just did what Georgia do.
Yeah.
You know, they find a way to win, bro. And that's cliche as that should sound.
But
that's what it is.
You were not shocked that TCU showed up the way they did.
Not at all.
I ain't going to lie to you. I was kind of shocked that they won. I like, damn, I think Michigan, if they get it last, I think Michigan would win.
I watched them play all year, bro.
We see in TCU.
Yeah, shout out to TCU.
You know?
It's just It's an offense where they don't turn it down. You know, it's a team that just don't turn it down on offense. So it's like they keep that pressure on you. They keep that pressure on you. So it's like you got to steady answer that bell. And that shit is hard to do, especially when they get stops against you.
And I think with TCU, I think coming down to the fact that they don't stop on offense. And then I think they just have a little bit more of a overall better offensive weaponry than
mm-hmm.
You know, but I think it'll come down to the defense. I think Georgia's defense is that elite enough to somewhat corral them a little bit.
Are they maybe. Really though?
If,
I mean,
if it come down to like a must touchdown thing, I think Georgia defense can hold it down.
It has to be the Georgia front and Stetson Bennett. That's how Georgia wins the game. You know, offensively, what's how Stetson Bennett, you know, if he could deliver the ball on time on target, they'll be fine. But it's that D-line. If the D-line don't perform, TCU's in this game, like, for sure, with a chance to win. So it's really on TCU's front offensively to you know, carry the load. Yeah, they are. They are. Yeah, they you know, this is an easy game for them to be, you know, juiced up about. Right. Yeah, this is a tough game for them to, like, yeah, they're going to be juiced up, bro. TCU coming. I just hope Georgia answer the bell. And I think they will. I think Georgia win in the end, you know. I definitely think if you bet your money on this, take this from your boy, TCU on the points, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we rolling with that all day long.
Sir, you might sprinkle a little bit on the
money line. Right, just in case.
Just in case,
you know, Max Douglas don't want no picks or, you know, yeah, may see. We'll see.
NFL playoffs next weekend. We got a couple of deciding games this weekend. Chiefs Raiders. I know the Dolphins Jets game is big. Who else? The Jags Titans.
Yeah.
They tied division tonight. I think that might be a blowout, honestly.
Really?
I don't know. But I think it'll be an interesting playoff this year. Just with the options, that the teams that are going, I think it'll be interesting overall. So, I think it'll be, on both sides, it'll be a good one, you know.
So, what I seen with the playoffs, NFL, the way it was kind of stacked up, and because y'all division's decided already. NFC South's already decided. The Bucks are going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how the NFC East look with Dallas. How's that? Dallas is the front. Okay. So what'll happen is. Okay. So what'll happen is it's a possibility that Dallas play the Bucks.
Yeah. I got Dallas.
I got the Bucks.
You do that.
I got the Bucks.
I got
the Bucks, dog. I got Dallas fumbling the bag against the Bucks.
Nah.
Yes, indeed.
I think this year will be good. Man, what you think about this whole thing with Derek Carr? He might be available next year. Well, I think he will be because why would they?
Man, I think the dude could play, bro. I really do. Yeah, it's just time to get the fuck out of Vegas.
They were in a tough division. Like, let's not.
I mean, they are, but at the end of the day, Vegas is very, it's very dysfunctional. It's very noisy.
I feel for Devontae, though.
Oh, definitely.
Like, your boy getting shipped out season one for the contract. Josh Jacobs probably going to be gone.
You'll be over there by yourself. You and
Waller might be buddies, but...
No, they're not going to be buddies for too long either.
Yeah. I feel for the one thing I'm going to lie to you. But, yeah, it's unfortunate, you know? You think we should get him?
Nah.
No. I mean, if we give him,
Wouldn't be mad. I mean, it makes sense. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing for sure, but it's a low risk, you know. Right, exactly. It allows you to get some more and buy you some more time before you get your franchise guy. 1-2, yeah.
You know, to where we can maybe wait for.
Yeah, kind of spin around that and take one that you really want. You know, you never want to spend that high pick on a guy. You like, damn, man, you know, I hope this shit pan out.
I like the options that are coming out, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I think we got a good chance at getting a good guy.
Right, for sure.
I tell you this.
For sure, you just don't want
to. And try to pull a good one and fucking get the, what's his name? Will Levis or some fucking body. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be honest, bro. Like.
Yeah, I don't like Levis.
Young or somebody's still there. Let's not overthink this.
Right.
Bring him on in.
And Young won't be there. I can only see them moving that pickup. That would be the only way they get Young.
Right.
But Stroud, possible, but with that last performance, he'd probably go top five.
I tell you this, I'm also with us waiting on Hooker to get intact. I am.
Okay, well, you'll have that opportunity. Late rounds, third, fourth.
Think he'll be that
early? Yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
he will. Yeah, he's not going to be a second round pick. I don't think so.
I think he'll end up in a situation where.
But he can't perform, so you can't move up. You like gotta go and back all the niggas who they had before you anyway, and then you gotta go in behind all the guys that they seen perform, run the 40, test out, throw the ball, pro day, drive combine. You know, you gotta go behind all those guys.
Let's go real back to college ball real quick. Did you see Saban's comments about that? About players opting out?
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts?
I feel like he got a point, man. I mean, it just said a lot about a kid. But at the same time, you know, people, money, and life have been involved with this. You know, these be grand opportunities. So kids can't piss on this.
I
like,
appreciate you this. Your money and life was involved week 3 against Utah State when y'all blew them up by 60. You know?
Yeah, it is.
One bad step, tear a leg up. Something happened to Hooker.
Right, but that's why I'm not mad at you. You know, I'm not, like, upset that the kid would sit out a game. But, like, but I understand.
I understand. It's a double-edged sword. Because, right. Like, I get it, you know. But at the same time, it's like, you know, let's not really go there. But look at what happened in Miami, you know. And let's say they end up going to the bowl. You know, now, you know, fucking he can't play, unfortunately, but... You run the risk every time you go out there. You know, it could happen at any point. So why wait till the last game to say, oh, I don't risk it? You risk it this whole other 12 games, you know?
Shit, I agree.
To end it off on a good note with your teammates, you know?
And show that real, you know, sportsmanship, camaraderie, all that good shit that the NFL love to see and that they're going to grade you on anyway.
You putting all the time
in. Yeah, you put in time with these guys, coaches and everything.
It's one last game.
I agree.
You know? And I feel like if you're that sure about going, pull a Jamar Chase. Skip the whole fucking year.
Just say fuck it.
Jamar skipped the whole year, still went 5. Like, let's be honest. If you like that, they know you like that. You know?
This is true.
So, I don't know. Just my thoughts, bro, honestly. That's a crack. I know it is. Sound like a crack. I'm gonna pick it up. Back to the playoffs. Was that the NBA?
Have I been watching it?
Have you?
Yeah, I've been keeping up with it. Celtics, bro.
Yeah, man, the season, bro. They look strong.
They do.
Yeah, they like one odds. Of the favorites changed.
Nah, still like Luka, Tatum, Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic.
Jokic, for sure. So I think that's kind of leaving out Giannis. He's kind of that man out right now. I just don't think they're putting enough wins together right now. And there's a sense of, like, you're right, I do. But there's a sense of them not being as dominant.
Yeah, and I think they're kind of starting to get figured out.
Yeah, because they're not really putting teams away or... Even they even losing games they supposed to win. So, right. You know, that's how you know you really got problems. When you start losing the bitches you're supposed to win.
Crazy. Look,
probably
so
not going to go well.
Trying to beat the bookies, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, they saying that SGA was out against the Seas in OKC, right?
Right.
The line was already 11, right? So he locked it, opened it back up, still at 11. He's like, that's strange. Like, their best player not playing, and they still at 11? It's like, hmm. Ain't but three games today? Okay.
It's always like that.
I'm like, that's strange.
Watch straight that. BS.
Watch that shit. Sure enough. 40 point L. Like, what? But hey, look at it and make a little sense, you know? Gotta make a little sense of that.
Man, the book has been on niggas' ass. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
They had a boost for Tatum, Luka, and Jaylen Brown to get 25. Easy. All them boys lined in the third. Brown at 27. Why is we at down at 25? Oh, okay.
Weird shit, bro.
Weird shit. Just, it's strange how they be calling it, though. I tell you that. It's fucking strange. You know? It's strange. But, what's your, any resolutions for the new year? Fucking milestones you want to tackle?
Hell no, not really. Get this money, man.
Get this money. Hey.
Get this money.
Get this money. Get this motherfucking money. But, I don't know. I really don't have nothing else I really won't get into. We gotta get an interview off. We have a guest on soon.
For sure. Definitely.
We gotta start hitting some people up, getting some scheduling going. Next time we record, hopefully we'll have a guest on. We should. I think we will. So, let's put that in the air. That's good hope and good faith. Until next time, get out of here.
Holla.